This week in your parents' basement, we are not playing the god-awful Lord of the Rings game or practicing our Shaq Fu. Instead, we're celebrating the games we played in 2015. I'm Steve Grinwell, and with me is festive man about town, Huell Hauser.
Glad to be here, Steve, and I'm glad to be presenting the award for Most Sexist Game of the Year.
Oh, that'll nice. Be real fun for our two hot female listeners. Yeah. And our other regular co-host is that meaty man. It's Todd Brisket.
Yes, it's good to be here, and the award I'm going to present tonight is the sweetest baby boy of the year.
Oh, we have a litany of special guests with us tonight. First, he's come back to the show after clearing the tundra of Alaska from the alien soldiers of Contra. It's our friend Backsack.
What's up, bros? I'll be presenting the award for best guest tonight, and it goes to me.
Yes.
Shocking to everyone.
Yeah, and actually, yes, Backsackers are only guests right now. But you can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. Also, start 2016 off on the right foot by supporting our show. Use our Amazon click-through link on www.ypbpodcast.com. It kicks some money back to us, and it adds nothing to your purchase price. You know, guys, it was only 34 episodes ago that myself, Todd Brisken, and Huell, we had a dream to play video games from our childhood and to talk about them so that strangers on the internet could listen in. It's been a wild 8 months. Like a midget at a urinal, we've had to stay on our toes. We know everyone's been busy with the holidays this week, so instead of doing a brand new show, we thought we'd keep things light with a look back at the games we played in 2015. Let's start with the best games of 2015. And Todd Brisket, what are your picks here?
Well, I think we should do this in a rotating fashion. So I'll just go. Let's go one at a time, one a piece.
Yeah.
And make a round.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
So I'll say, you know, one of the best games of 2015 is Grand Theft Auto V. Have you boys played that one?
Was that 2015?
Well, so here's the deal, man.
here's our thoughts.
Here's the deal. So this is the best games you played in 2015. It came out for the Xboxes and the PS4s in 2014.
Yeah, I think fall.
But it came out for PC this year, which is a superior system to play on.
It's the only system Steve recognizes. Mm-hmm. So.
So I played it in 2015.
I'll allow it.
Oh, thank you. Good. No, I played.
You are the video game expert on this show today, aren't you?
our guest expert panelist.
As we've discussed, he's the only one actually good at video games. If the contrary.
Oh, that's true. Well, him, and a friend of the show, Paul, are the two best video game players we have ever had on the show.
I still don't buy it.
You guys should go head to head. You should do a round of Contra, then a round of Kid Ick, and see who comes out on top.
How would that be head to head?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Well, you guys can work it out and look out each other.
They'll each play each other's games and see who's best.
Ah,
yeah, speed run.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Uh-huh. A stranger.
Sit on your hand for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, you both have to sit in your hand and then see who can play see who can play the game better.
Oh boy.
I did play Grand Theft Auto V a lot. I mostly played the single player. I usually hate like open world online games, so didn't really go for that. But
yeah, it has a decent online component that I'm not that big of a fan of. If I'm going to play a shooter, I play a shooter. But the racing is fun online.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I dabbled. Did a little dabble. But
yeah,
it's fun putting
entirely
in all the good costumes.
I played it entirely first one player.
Mm-hmm.
Online doesn't appeal to me at all.
No.
Mostly because most everyone's probably better than me.
Oh, yes.
I spend about 30 minutes a gameplay session online just dressing up my character.
Oh, yeah. Little hats.
Trying on different dresses,
t-shirts,
different stilettos.
Mm-hmm. Is that a not gay way to play with dolls?
Well,
No, I think it's still.
That's okay. I'm not, but.
Yeah.
I got to intimidate people when I'm blasting them.
Nothing says intimidation like some pumps. That's it. That's true. No, I played a Grand Theft Auto 5 too. I liked it. It was fun. Like it's a rush for about a week, and then I was like, I'm kind of done with this.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's my problem. Is I still haven't finished the single player story because a little game we'll talk about in a while came up out of the blue and took over my life
out of nowhere.
Wow.
I actually haven't finished the single player either, but I feel like I'm close.
You guys. I finished the single player.
So did I.
I just lost interest.
Oh, single player is good. How'd you guys not finish it? It kind of has like a plot and stuff. You didn't want to see.
No, I told you. I told you why.
Uh-huh.
I told you why, man.
We'll find out later.
It's a teaser. No, here's the thing. The single player in Rockstar games are great, mainly because of the acting and dialogue. It's like real life. It's like they're not actors. It's like they're real life peoples.
I can touch them.
Come on, you gotta find out what happens to Michael and TJ. Is that the guy's name?
Trayvon.
No.
Trayvon? What?
Which one's the hit?
Trevor.
Trevor. Okay.
Yeah, Trevor.
And Brian.
Who's Brian?
Brandon.
The other one.
No, wasn't that a black guy, the other one?
Yeah.
His name was Brandon?
Brayden, actually. It was Brayden.
What?
I don't know if I believe that. Although it's probably not a bad sign. It's probably a bad sign that I cannot remember any of their names.
Not what? So.
Oh, boy.
I'll
go next. This is probably one that no one else played, but as a huge wrestling nerd, I played WWE 2K14, which is a two-year-old wrestling game because it was cheap. I like the 2K versions of their games because they have like this main mode that goes through like historical matches. And the addition in this one was like all the WrestleManias. So like one or two matches from every WrestleMania you could kind of recreate. In like a story mode kind of thing.
How many times did you have Hulk Hogan body slam Andre the Giant then?
I only had him wrestle Booker T and Farouk and this joke's not working.
So this
it's funny because those
this
are
is the game that still has the Hulk Hogan in it because isn't he disbarred from the current edition
for his banishment?
Why?
Nothing. But yeah, you could recreate each match, or like one of the main matches from WrestleMania. But also the roster was big, and you could also download.
Now, like, cool.
Did
you spend a good 30 minutes every play session just dressing up your wrestlers and having them try on different dresses and
like dress up? Jeez. This is the game for you because you could create a whole new guy from the ground up and put all sorts of different things on him.
Mm.
But you just ask me if
can you create a female? I mean, not to be sexist here, but
you could do both. But why would you want to?
Gorgeous ladies of wrestling?
No reason.
Huel. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite wrestler to wrestle at?
Is Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the game?
I think so.
What about Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
I don't think so.
What about Road Dog?
What about Doink the Clown?
Doink is not in this one.
Gold Dust
is
okay.
Or maybe I had to download him because that's the other thing. Like with the modern systems now with internet capability, you can download like other people's creative wrestlers, so you don't have to do it yourself. Because that was like the worst.
Yeah,
I used to have to do that with the old baseball games. You'd have to. Because I didn't like to buy the new edition every year, so you just create the players that came onto the team like that year that you didn't have.
Exactly. But now you can just download other people's.
I got to put Juan Castro on the team.
No, I don't think you ever really have to do that.
But I did need Kevin Owens.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do. Or Kevin Steen.
No. I don't
Sedale Threat.
I don't recognize independent circuits. But yeah, that was my first pick for what I played a lot this year.
Interesting.
I'm always a year or two behind on those.
Well, Backsack, what was your first pick here?
I guess I have to go with the most recent because my short-term memory is kind of shot. Fallout 3, I've been playing it a lot. I finished it a couple years ago. When did it come out? Like 2013?
Oh, way before that.
Was it 2010?
Really? 2010?
I think we said
2008. 2008.
Yeah.
Fallout 3?
It came up last episode, and I was very upset
hearing
that it was 2008.
No way!
Yeah.
2008,
yeah.
Holy crap. Oh, boy.
You were just a babe. A babe at your mother's breast.
That makes me feel...
You were studying for the bar exam.
Retarded, yeah. wow, okay. Yeah, so anyway, I'm playing that again, and the first time I played it, I was like a heel, you know. Evil.
Oh yeah,
you know
those and ones had the morality swing.
Yeah, so now I'm playing it through as a good guy, Volta, guardian, hero, whatever. Seeing what happens.
The hero of the wastes, the capital wastes.
And I'm trying to do all the other side missions before I go with the main mission.
Mm. Build up your stats.
Exactly.
Did you get all the DLCs?
Nah. What's that?
It's the extra mission. That you can add on.
Why would I need extra missions? They're like fucking
a
million missions you have to do.
Oh, I know, but there's nerds out there.
Oh boy,
you're talking to three of them that did.
Hey, Statman,
they had to add in DLC. Right.
Some of them DLCs are possibly better quests than the main quest.
Oh, yeah, right. The Broken Steel one, because you know how there's a cap limit in 3. You can only go up to like level 20 or 25, right?
Yeah.
Well, one of the DLCs lets you go up to 30, I think.
Is that downloadable content?
It indeed.
Yeah,
it
okay. That's all right.
You load it down onto your machine
load
device.
It. There's content that you load down.
There's content.
I did that with Borderlands 2. I downloaded some stuff. And also BioShock Infinite.
It's a huge thing these days.
Yeah, I played BioShock Infinite this year. That was another one. That was a good one.
You can save that. Hold on.
Yeah, save it, man.
Sorry.
You got. We're going another round on this thing.
Back off. Yeah.
Take the foot off the gas.
good times.
Well, anyway, Fallout 3. I'm playing through. I'm gonna try to get as far as possible, and hopefully Santa will bring me a new PlayStation 4 with the new Fallout 4.
Jingle only if you were bells. A good boy this year.
Well, Santa being my wife, using my money, of course.
You have to jingle those bells extra hard and wish for holiday cheer.
Yeah. tug on those bells. Oh, boy.
Steven, do we have a new guest?
Yes, I believe we do. Joining us on the call right now is one of our favorite guests. One who's not so loud and mouthy like some people.
Oh boy! God damn it! What of a pitch. I can hang up now if you want.
Our new guest is coming from the Sunshine State. Beanie, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
So what you guys talking about?
Video games and stuff.
Right now we're all sharing our one of our favorite games that we played in 2015. So Beanie, did you have
what was your favorite game this year? Is what Steven was trying to.
Yeah, what's going on?
Some issues.
Is there a snowstorm? Another snowstorm?
Yeah, all that snow.
I think that's what's going on.
Pounding northeast. Oh, you can hear it. You can hear the wind.
Beanie, what was your favorite game in 2015?
It doesn't have to be one that came out, but just one you played.
I don't play any games, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, I can help. You have one by default that I know about. Actually, two of them.
Oh, go ahead.
So you can select from Disney Infinity or Super Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
So Disney Infinity has been taking over my life. I don't know how many figurines we have, but every day there's a new release of some characters. Tuesday, right? Right, Huel? You saying video games come out on Tuesday? Is that how it works?
They usually do.
Isn't that when CDs used to come out?
Where did
Huel go? That's when those joints drop.
The joints dropped. Yeah, I remember that.
So. The newest ones that just came out are some figurines for Finn and Rey for the new Star Wars. And
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, we have that wrapped up from Santa for the kids. Maybe I'll start playing if Rey is pretty cool and badass. I don't really get the game. Todd, do you play that with your kids? Like, I think you build a
world.
No,
they're too young to care about collectibles. Okay. And
yeah,
and I don't have a need for a system like that.
My kids have it. I don't understand what's going on in it either.
They don't have it for PC.
Yeah.
No, they do have it for PC, but it's just they're not old enough to kind of beg for stuff yet. I kind of sway them and say, "Oh, we already have Minecraft. Why don't you play that?"
They're not allowed to ask for things.
So. Yeah, they're not people yet.
Yeah. Sorry, Daddy needs a new PC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My sounds like someone else.
I just got Fallout 4. God damn it, man. I'm not buying you these these cartoon dolls.
You know what was interesting, though? The Rey and the Finn game came with another, like, a Star Wars story. But we saw it at Best Buy, like, last week. And it wasn't supposed to drop till Star Wars opening day because it had like a backstory to it.
Uh-oh.
With the game. And we saw it at Best Buy and we're like, I don't think these are supposed to be here. So I don't know if they like stocked it early, but maybe we should have bought it then.
Is that story canon?
Oh, God.
To the franchise?
What is this voice?
By the way, what does EU mean when I see people putting the EU? It's non.
It's something about. Extended/expanded universe.
Oh, jeez.
It is a series of novels.
Novels and comic books and video games that have come out in subsequent of the movies.
They take place after, between, and before the Star Wars trilogies.
But they're not canon?
Well, technically.
J.J. Abrams has destroyed the canon. they were canon up until April 24th of this year.
And by the way, I hate that we have to call it canon. I mean, it's not the frickin' Bible, for God's sake. Thanks.
Well, according
if you check out Wikipedia,
there is a official religion. The Jedi religion is.
Oh, boy.
No, but that's pretty cool. They have anything from Marvel to princesses to Star Wars. The kids love it. They make Disneyland in the game. And they're like, here, Mom, look, I made Splash Mountain.
Do they have Bambi? Can you watch Bambi's mom get slaughtered?
I just listened to your guys' Home Alone episode, so I was remembering the Bambi discussion. They do not have Bambi yet.
Yeah.
Can you mute if you're making a drink?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I apologize.
It'll be fun for the kids. This is a nice kids game. I want to relive this moment over and over, Mommy.
When I was, you know when I was 4 years
Mommy,
old.
Look what happens to Bambi's Mommy. It's fun.
When I was four years old, my brother was really into punk music. He was a big punk rocker. It was like 1982. And he had a friend who made these shirts that said, "What happened to Bambi?" And it had Bambi like dead. With blood coming out and everything had been shot.
And, that was so punk rock.
And she gave it to me when I was four, and it was heartbreaking. I kept it in the bottom of my drawer and ignored it, and it haunted me. Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
It was terrifying.
And it made you who you are today.
Yeah.
That's why you're making a drink.
Explains a lot about
flashbacks.
Oh. I played some Mario Kart with the kids a couple times.
Oh, save it.
Hey, save it.
We're
save
back.
Beanie.
Back
Beanie.
Save.
We're going round the horn here.
You asked me what games I played this year.
Only one.
I was
one. One. Oh. We're going one at a time.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Stephen Greenwell, perhaps you have.
The game I played that I liked a lot this year was Civilization V from 5 years ago. It was really
solid
fun.
Choice.
Yeah, I like to build cities and stuff.
There's so much you can do in that game. You can build stuff and then trade stuff. And then
I make some
apples.
I don't even like to use the combat. I just like to build my cities in peace. As the Persians.
Turn combat off.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to be the Aztecs, and I want to thrive this time without you ugly Americans conquering me. Without all those dirty Europeans.
When life gives you lemons, don't make lemonade. Make life take the lemons back. Get mad. I don't want your damn lemons. What am I supposed to do with these? Demand to see life's manager. Make life rue the day it thought it could give Cave Johnson lemons. Do you know who I am? I'm the man who's going to burn your house down with the lemons.
Oh, I like this guy.
I'm going to get my engineers to invent a combustible lemon that burns your house down.
Burning people. He says what we're all thinking.
Sweet baby boys and sweet baby girls, this ends part one of our year in review ceremony. Join us next week for part two. For now, though, please enjoy some of the outtakes and cut material from your parents' basement.
The celebration! Red chest! Correct! The celebration, Red.
Oh boy.
All right. Well,
before the letters, can I go pee? I didn't know this would take so long.
We're only an hour in, but go ahead.
Well, it is. All right, hold on.
Go make your tinkles.
next week we do have, that is Lord of the Rings, right?
I think that's what you had said,
okay.
Yes.
And baseball is the week after. Okay.
Let me see here. No, wait. We have Lord of the Rings, then it says Todd Pick, and then Bases Loaded.
Okay.
So I guess I got to come up with another gem for Heel to play.
It'd probably be for the best if it was a game that was not horrible, since mine is horrible.
Well, River City right. Ransom is, for any normal person, is not horrible.
Oh, get out of here. We're cutting that out, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna cut that out. Hold on, let me note the time. 1:09:15.
I figure we do it before the emails.
Okay. Clemens. Sorry, I'm typing an email right now.
Oh, right. So busy. Oh.
Are you threatening to fight?
Hold on. How's that?
Oh, I want to know who's signed.
Hey, boy.
Yo. Okay, I can hear you.
Why don't you shut your own mouth?
I'm here to Teeb. Stop. I'm going to make sure I can hear everyone.
I'm here.
All right, Sax here. I can hear him. Greenwell?
I hear you.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, Teeb. You're good.
Yeah.
I can hear you from before. Okay.
All right.
Just go in here and shut your mouth, boy. Are you representing this guy or not?
Yeah, outnumber, Dad.
Sax, see this thing?
There.
Just a second.
You watch it later, but here's a link.
You could watch it later.
Yeah, here you go.
Steve's in his fucking element right now. Oh, Christ.
Is it some kind of deposition or something?
Yeah.
Okay, because I saw someone posted one earlier.
Why don't you shut your mouth right now, boy? Are you representing this guy or what?
Sounds like a Fargo.
I love it.
There.
Man.
I only wish I could be that cool in the courtroom.
Let's move to Texas, man.
I've thought about it. It's a lot cheaper out there.
Austin's lovely this time of year.
Yeah, I can get a fucking
No more California imports, please.
Yeah. Oh boy.
You could be part of the trivia team.
Are you gonna try and coming out here and gonna build some Applebee's on top of my local establishments?
You don't have Applebee's already?
No, you want to build more of them. That's all you guys want to do is come out here and build Applebee's all over everything.
Break spam, Whole Foods, and hippy dippy.
Actually, Whole Foods is based out of Austin. It started here.
Oh, goddamn it. Zing.
I was going to say, Applebee's isn't really known like a West Coast thing. Isn't that a Midwest thing? Why would we build Applebee's?
Got on California Applebee's.
You slick West Coasters with your Applebee's.
Your T-Jiff Fridays.
Your Walmart. Fridays.
Take your fancy Targets and get out of here.
Target.
We got Walmart. We don't need your Target, man.
I'm going to put a Target on your ass and ride you out of town.
We got it all.
Well, let's.
I can't buy a rifle at Whole Foods.
A rifle.
A rifle. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Are you walking to the ice machine?
Yeah, sorry. I'm walking around the office. There's no one here.
Clomp.
It's our new wood floors we have in the entryway.
Hey.
Oh.
I was just hoping it wasn't bathroom tile.
Oh. That'd be. I could do it from the bathroom.
Nah, you couldn't. No.
My name is Eduardo Castillo.
I am allergic to bees.
I make garden grow for Mr. Sasso, and he give them money to me. So good. So good.
I am from Guadalajara.
It's very hot and sunny.
Sunny.
All right, we're going to talk about the video games or what?
I don't know what is.
That needs to be the tagline of this show.
Are we going to talk about video games or what?
No, we can't do that. The kiddies don't like the cursing.
Oh,
right?
Good to go. I don't give
it. We'll have to keep it clean. Keep it clean for Hawks kids. He likes to play it in the car for them.
I hope he reads
all these letters. Yeah, these letters about serial killers and stuff.
They're fine. Just don't worry. Serial killers and homeless men. That's cool. Don't worry. Hang on, I could not hear you at all.
Yeah, I think the music is drowning out, Steve.
Why don't we just add it in post? Why are we doing it live?
Because it's a
to make it more official.
Yeah, it's a special it's a special gala event tonight, Hugh.
Greenwell's
behind the curtain.
Yeah,
I think Greenwell's connection is going to crap out.
Yeah,
because we can all hear each other. Right, except
everyone,
for Steve.
Stop talking. I want to hear Steve. Are you talking?
No, I keep getting the Skype tornado circle thing. It's like connect. So,
did you reboot your router?
I did not. Well, the modem powered down and then it powered back up, so I thought that might fix it. Okay. Damn it.
I'll be sending you a bill for this time.
I'm gonna have to pay $200 for the hourly rate.
Oh, apparently that comment. And did you call?
He just broke his computer.
I was talking. It did not go through, apparently.
No, it did not.
Couldn't hear shit. It
was silent for a good 5 seconds.
I thought he was just mad.
Oh, God.
It's like when anyone else is talking, Stephen Greenwell cannot be heard.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Do you want me to re-add you?
The ideal situation.
Oh, Jesus.
It's bizarre because I can hear all of you perfectly.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Should
I re-add you?
I don't know if that's gonna happen.
I think you said yes.
Like once for yes.
Oh, God damn it.
Big money! Big prizes! I love it!
Hello, hello.
It's babies!
Right, Troft.
Righto. Righto, SBBs.
Spabbos, spabbos.
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 Oh, look at these guys.
Hey.
Spabbos.
Oh.
Hey.
You got a new child.
What are you doing? Hi.
He opened it out of Mrs. Brisket's tummy.
He got a third in the mail.
Oi. Mommy. Night-night. All right.
It all works out.
Yeah.
God has a plan.
Yes. That is my motto.
The Lord.
I say
the
it,
Lord works I in say mysterious it, ways.
Before I take a bite out of every Happy Meal I buy, I say, thank you, Lord, your mysterious ways in providing me this Happy Meal.
For the tiny toy that you bestow on me. Yes. I hope I get the boy version.
All right, just trade up.
They stopped. That didn't.
Yeah,
no, they still have boy and girl versions.
Oh,
they did.
I thought it was sexist.
Wow.
Now they have they also have trans versions.
Okay. Where they just bash two of them together.
Yeah, melted together.
Well, we used to have the trans ones. It was the food that turned into little creatures.
Oh. No, we've posted about this on the Dime before. That was my jam, man. That was my jam.
The greatest
fries that Frozen turned into robots.
All of them. They had the shake.
It was awesome. Nuggets,
yeah,
that was my jam.
Yeah,
cheeseburger.
Yeah.
No, we definitely posted about it, and we were all definitely in agreement that was the best McDonald's toy.
There's no question. It was like a real toy that you could do stuff with.
Yeah, and
they'd
bring them back every couple of years too.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because
they different or the same.
I think the same ones. I think they were just
no way
getting rid of the. I feel like they definitely came back at various points.
Because like 80% of the McDonald's toys were just a thing with wheels on it,
mm-hmm.
And that was enough for them.
You know what I bet it was? I bet McDonald's probably just ordered like 50 million of them at one point, and then they rotated them in when they didn't have like a movie promotion. I don't know what the hell they do now because I don't have kids, but. Back in the day, they would run like Last Action Hero for 2 months, and then Batman.
Yes, Last Action Hero.
Yes, I remember.
That's the one.
It was Last Action Hero Happy Meals.
Or whatever Disney movie's up.
The sad thing is, I think Last Action Hero was Burger King. I don't even know why I remember that. But
BK Kids Club?
Oh, yeah, that was good stuff. Now Burger King is like on the way out. Like the one, there's only one in my town, and it's.
Oh, actually, yeah, the one near my work shut down.
Oh, that does not surprise me. The one in my town is like, it's kind of shady. It's getting
the
bad.
The thing is the.
I want some Burger King.
I know. They opened a Wendy's, like in an old bank. So like the building is just weird, like just the shape of it, and the drive-thru is just the drive-thru of where you would drive through a bank. It's very odd.
Oh, I would love if they managed to use the tubes though,
Oh my God.
For the food, yeah. Oh, shooting your food along that tube.
Yeah.
Everything would just get smashed.
I know, but it'd be fun.
It'd be fun for like a day.
Yeah.
Anyway. Good preamble. Getting warmed up.
Yeah, I'll have to save this for the best of show.
Yes.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
All right. In that case, I think we're all set then. We can talk about next week's show at the end.
Yeah.
When we're spent.
When I'm trying to desperately leave to go to bed. Yes, that's usually the best time.
That's how we get to you to agree to do anything.
Like, that's how you get me to make a decision.
It's like, all right, whatever.
Fine, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll do that. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just stick it in. I want to get to sleep.
Just end it. Just get it over with.
Yeah. 60% of the time, it works 100% of the time.
Works every time.
Oh, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
And with my sketch, I think we're going to have to aim for Tuesday. And I think that's why we settle on Bubble Bobble, because it's easy to play.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't have any meetings this week.
Tuesday, okay.
So any day next week works for me.
Hawk gets the behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, a little inside.
Deep cut.
Watch out.
I know.
This is his dream. This is like the $1,000 donor level.
This is not Platinum Club. This is Platinum Platinum Band Club.
I've already
platinum,
got show
platinum
notes.
Platinum Plus.
yeah, and then the
oh,
week,
boy.
The week after is Metal Gear Solid on December
6th. Oh, nice. Okay.
And then, did I plan out that far?
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid. Then we got Beanie.
Oh, yeah, Beanie.
Oh, Hawk's getting all the inside info.
No,
on this,
I feel like I should
stuff.
Cut out here.
That's yeah, okay. But
I won't.
Star Wars, and then Christmas game.
Oh yeah, we'll have to decide a Christmas game. Yeah. Oh wait, let's, no, we did. Let's keep that.
Well,
secret.
We got
keep
we
that,
have three
that secret from Hawk.
Okay, three wait, what, three there.
What Star Wars game is Beatty doing? Battlefront?
No.
Oh yeah, this is old games.
Yeah. Super Star Wars. Well, actually, we gave her all three Super Nintendo ones to play. But I'm assuming she and the kids will probably play the first one for the most part. So it should cool. should be a fun show.
It should be fun.
Well, I mean, we should just stick to Super Star Wars here because, you know, it's only a few six months to another year till the next Star Wars movie comes out. That's when you can do Super Empire Strikes. Oh, kitty.
Yeah, that's Gretzky.
Gretzky.
Is that really? That's your
for real?
Cat?
Yeah, that's mine.
I thought you were Gretzky. Playing like a YouTube video or something.
Yeah.
That's a cromulent cat you got there.
Sounded like a drop.
Yeah. Oh, it is going to be a drop. I'll tell you that right now.
I went to pee. Did anyone tell Hawk not to post our upcoming schedule on WikiLeaks? Because that is a requirement for our guests.
Snowden, you boys.
Yeah.
No.
We didn't tell them the Christmas.
The people need to know.
Not even Russia is going to asylum your ass.
Asylum your ass. I saw them in Austin in the 70s. It was a good show. All right. Anything else before we sign off here, sweet baby boys?
Nope. I don't got anything.
All right.
I think not. Hawk, it was a pleasure and a delight.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, you will have to be on our next batch of shows, which currently the next time we need guests is looking like February. So just a short 3 or 4 months and you'll be back on, buddy.
Somebody gets all popular and forgets the friends. All right, guys, I'll see you around.
Feedback
that drop again.
Type you around.
All right, see you later, guys. Right,
bye.
You bet.
Let's roll the emails.
Okay, I think we're all set then.
Woo-hoo. I came up with some emails. Woohoo!
Nice.
Come up with them? You mean you didn't just receive them?
But I came up. I mean, I did receive them. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Even better.
Yeah, they may not be as unique as your guys, but I got stuff.
Oh, perfect. Brought material.
Brought me some material. Yeah.
Making pages.
Yeah. All right, I'm all ready to start after an hour and 15-minute delay. I presume you guys are all set, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, let's get going then. In 3. We'll be right back. again, it is Super Star Wars from 92. Nice.
I hear that's pretty brutal.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Oh. It is, yeah. It is a tough game.
Yeah, I heard it was, like, super tough, but, like, it looks kind of cool.
I remember seeing footage of it. I remember from reading old video game magazines at the time of the Super Nintendo Star Wars games. Like, they look really good, but, like, I always remember, yeah, the challenge was very high up there.
Oh, damn it. Well, I'm glad our friend Nicole is going to play them with her kids, and she's supposed to guest. So.
Oh, no.
I'm sure she'll have some choice words then.
Yeah.
Burp.
Brisket burped.
Koala?
That was me. That was me who burped.
Oh, I missed it.
Sorry.
No, I think you both burped then.
Oh.
Burp.
Well, we're synchronizing our burps.
Yep.
Mm.
There's all these new emojis on Skype. We haven't been on Skype in a long time.
I know. We really have.
I'm on it every week.
We really haven't done a cluster in a while, but I haven't been around the past couple weekends anyway.
Someone's busy.
Yeah.
Teeb, why are you so busy? Can't make a episode recording.
Yeah.
Weird.
My sounds are not sounding, right?
Huh? You sound
are you playing stuff?
Yeah, I guess they're not.
Are you playing sounds?
Oh. The recordings?
Give me a second here.
Sure.
God damn it.
just fill time.
Burp, 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 burp.
I have my work holiday party tomorrow.
Cool.
Tomorrow night. And,
all right, I get to spend time to figure that out, which means I can't play any sound clips.
Oh, you're killing me.
Wait, why did it just kill it now, just ending the call?
Hmm?
Weren't they playing before? There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess just the ones... The ones inside of Skype don't play. Because I'm playing
inside
Vin Diesel.
Skype? What are you talking about?
Vin Diesel is not making sounds.
So you have to hit enter to send it to us?
Oh, you mean Furious 7 thing?
Yes. Yeah, here's the thing.
Video
here's
clips.
The thing. All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Beanie is turning into a robot.
Yeah.
Go! Come on!
Yeah, that played just then.
Yeah, it's everything on my computer can play except for these little clips in Skype.
Yo, Rob, what's up?
I could hear that.
Yeah. I'm assuming the Skype clips don't play because they realize you're on a call. So.
That would be too...
That is too smart.
Too technological.
Technological.
All right, Beanie's back.
Try again.
Okay.
we better get started just because it's getting later and before we have more tech problems. Yeah, Brisky, if we need to with the sound clips, I can also add them in post.
Yeah, you can just splice it on in there.
Yeah, but obviously
inject it on in.
we want Pearl and others to react to them.
Polish off that wine in the Mississippi cup.
Wine box.
This is some Diet Coke.
Well, wine is always better through a straw. All right, anyways, we should get going.
yes.
All right, anything else before we start?
Nope.
Go.
Okay. I need to restart the friggin' thing. Okay, in 3, 2.
What if my legendary acting ability didn't rise from the grave with me? I'd better test it with a dramatic.
Is he all right?
Buzz! We're going to Hollywood!
And then,
Nice and ambiguous.
I know. Because now we don't know
this
what we're
doing. This moving picture game.
Holidays.
Around Christmas.
So that
I don't, can we talk about this later? I really gotta go to bed.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't care. Just pick one.
But all right. Yeah, I think we're all set. We can
already.
We can talk on the offlines about
the
next show.
Remind me to look into it.
All right, sounds good. All right,
alrighty.
Sweet baby boys, have a nice night.
Goodbye, my baby
Nighty
boys.
Night.
Later.
I can't buy a rifle at Whole Foods.
What are we doing for that again?
Yeah. Hey there. Some sort of movie base.
Yeah, I've heard it. I don't know. For the
do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Get down, you stinker.
No.
Yep.
Not get that stinker. I get that stinker.
I have to agree.
Yeah. Yeah, Todd is a stinker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if there's one person that poops inside their pants in this room right now, it's got to be me.
Of all the people in that room.
Yeah. It's definitely not the 3-year-old kid wearing a diaper that needs to go to sleep.
Poops.
It is 10 of 11 over there. Just let him run wild.
Yeah, he's gonna run himself out soon. But hey. Since I'm looking at a screen and talking into a microphone, he has to join in.
He's going to be a future broadcaster, a regular yes. Jerry Van Dyke.
Jeez.
All right, cool. Sounds good, my sweet baby boys.
All right, baby boys.
All right,
and one extra sweet baby boy.
Yeah. All four of us.
Good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
All right, say night-night. Night-night. No? Okay. He's not going to say anything.
See ya.
Bye.
If he says it, he has to go. Bye.
Bye.
So long and thanks for all the fish. So sad that it should come to this. We try to warn you all, but oh dear. Share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. So long and thanks for all the fish.